Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Thursday, April 25th. On today's show, researchers at MIT propose Maya, an artificial intelligence system that automates neural model understanding tasks, and we take a look at the top 10 explainable AI frameworks. Plus, we explore OpenCRISPR, an open-source AI-generated gene editor that exhibits compatibility with base editing. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with some exciting news from MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, or CSAIL. Researchers there have developed a new system called MAIA that aims to make complex neural networks more interpretable and understandable. MAIA, which stands for Multimodal Automated Interpretability Agent, automates many of the manual tasks currently required to analyze the behavior of deep learning models, especially in the field of computer vision. Here with more details is our AI correspondent, Abby. So what exactly is the challenge MAIA is trying to address?
Neural networks, particularly those used in computer vision, have become extremely complex in recent years as they tackle more advanced problems. However, this complexity makes it very difficult for researchers to understand how the models actually work under the hood. For example, what specific features the model is using to make its predictions. This lack of interpretability is a major obstacle to improving model accuracy, fixing errors, and identifying potential biases. The current methods to analyze models are very manual and time-consuming.
And how does MAIA help solve this problem of neural network interpretability?
MAIA provides an automated framework to conduct experiments that shed light on model behavior. It has a few key components. First, it leverages a pre-trained vision language model to analyze images and formulate hypotheses. Second, it includes a suite of tools to synthesize new input images, edit existing ones, pull relevant examples from datasets, and summarize experimental results. Essentially, MAIA can automatically perform many of the exploratory analyses and experiments that researchers do manually. This allows for a much more scalable and comprehensive approach to model interpretability.
How effective is MAIA at actually explaining what neural networks are doing?
The researchers evaluated MAIA on a task called black box neuron description, essentially describing how individual neurons in a network behave. They found that MAIA could generate very predictive explanations, on par with descriptions written by human experts. Importantly, MAIA was able to identify neurons that rely on spurious or biased features, a key goal of interpretability research. The generated descriptions also outperform baseline methods. So MAIA is quite effective at shedding light on neural network behavior, although human analysis is still needed to get the most benefit.
It sounds like this could be a significant step forward for AI interpretability. What are the key takeaways from this work?
I think MAIA demonstrates the potential for automating many aspects of neural network interpretability. The combination of vision language models and flexible experimentation tools allows for a more systematic analysis of these complex models. While MAIA won't replace human researchers, it could significantly improve the interpretability workflow and lead to more understandable, accurate, and unbiased models. Of course, this is still an evolving research area, but MAIA seems like a promising direction.
Thanks for the insights into this new development in AI interpretability, David. Shifting gears to another area of tech, Figma, the popular design collaboration startup, is adding new generative AI features to its FigJam whiteboard tool while it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is Figma adding to FigJam to enhance collaboration?
Figma is introducing three key generative AI capabilities to FigJam. First, they're making it easier to get started on a new whiteboard by allowing users to create a template or diagram just by describing what elements they need, like a calendar or project timeline. This helps address the blank page problem many users face.
Interesting. And I understand FigJam uses a sticky note metaphor. How is Figma applying AI to that aspect?
Yes. As FigJam boards grow, they can become cluttered with lots of sticky notes. The second new AI feature, Figma, is adding automatically sorts those notes into logical groupings by theme or task owner. This should make large boards much more manageable and organized for teams.
And what about the third AI enhancement? How does that improve the FigJam experience?
The third capability automatically generates a summary of the key points from a full FigJam board. Synthesizing takeaways from a sea of sticky notes after a brainstorming session used to be very time-consuming. Now Figma is applying AI to surface those main themes instantly for users.
Those all sound like significant additions. But FigJam isn't just for designers, right? Who's the target audience for these new AI features?
That's right. Figma says 2/3 of FigJam's weekly users are actually not designers. The visual collaboration tool is popular with product managers, engineers, marketers, and more. So these generative AI capabilities are meant to make FigJam easier and faster for that broad set of users across teams and roles.
And when can Figma customers start taking advantage of this new functionality?
Figma is launching these features in an open beta starting today. The company is leveraging OpenAI's language models under the hood, but with tweaks and safeguards to keep the AI focused on Figma's use cases and prevent misuse. It will be interesting to see how quickly customers adopt the tools and the impact on FigJam usage.
We'll definitely be keeping an eye on Figma's latest AI enhancements to FigJam. Thanks for that report. In other groundbreaking news, a study has demonstrated the power of artificial intelligence in revolutionizing gene editing technology. Researchers from Profluent Bio, École Polytechnique Fédérale de Lausanne, and the University of Washington have harnessed AI to design novel gene editors that significantly improve target accuracy and reduce off-target effects. Here with more details is our correspondent. So how exactly did the researchers use AI to enhance gene editing?
The research team trained large language models on a vast dataset comprising over 1 million CRISPR operons and 26 terabases of assembled genomes. By leveraging AI, they were able to rapidly generate diverse and highly functional proteins, bypassing the slow and uncertain process of natural evolution. This approach led to the creation of over 4 million protein sequences, from which a select group was chosen for detailed characterization based on their robustness and specificity.
And what were the standout results of this AI-driven methodology?
The newly designed proteins, particularly OpenCRISPR-1, demonstrated remarkable improvements in target accuracy and reduced off-target effects. OpenCRISPR-1 achieved editing efficiency comparable to the best existing systems like SpCas9, but with far fewer unwanted mutations, showcasing up to a 95% reduction in off-target activity in some cases. Additionally, these AI-generated proteins exhibited an expanded range of functionality, maintaining high activity across varied conditions and easily adapting to different temperatures and molecular environments.
This adaptability seems crucial for applications in human health. Can you elaborate on the significance of this breakthrough?
Absolutely. The study underscores a significant advancement in gene editing technology by addressing the functional limitations of CRISPR-Cas systems in non-native environments. The precision and reliability demonstrated by OpenCRISPR-1 and other AI-generated proteins are paramount for applications in medicine and agriculture. This research sets a new standard in the field and promises transformative future developments, paving the way for more precise and reliable gene editing tools.
It's fascinating to see how AI is accelerating scientific progress and opening up new possibilities in fields like gene editing. Thank you for sharing these insights. And speaking of AI, a new study is shedding light on the challenges and advancements in detecting videos generated by artificial intelligence. The research conducted by a team at Drexel University found that traditional methods for identifying manipulated digital media are struggling to keep up with the rapid development of AI video generation technology. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent. So, what exactly did the researchers discover about the limitations of current detection methods when it comes to AI-generated videos?
The study revealed that the effectiveness of traditional synthetic image detectors drops significantly when applied to AI-generated videos, compared to their performance on manipulated images. This means that the unique digital traces left by AI video generators are proving more difficult to identify using established techniques. The researchers specifically looked at videos produced by advanced AI systems like the Sora generator from OpenAI, which can create strikingly realistic content from simple text prompts. As these technologies become more sophisticated and accessible, there is growing concern about their potential misuse for spreading misinformation.
That's a troubling prospect. But the study also mentioned some progress in developing new detection methods. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, the Drexel team has made an important breakthrough by developing a machine learning approach that can adapt to recognize the digital fingerprints of various AI video generators, even those that are not yet publicly available. Their algorithm employs a constrained neural network, which can learn to identify abnormalities at the subpixel level of videos, rather than relying on predetermined manipulation indicators. After being exposed to just a few examples from a new AI generator, this machine learning model can achieve up to 98% accuracy in identifying synthetic videos. This adaptability is crucial, as it allows the detection system to keep pace with the rapid evolution of AI video generation technology.
It's reassuring to know that researchers are working on solutions to stay ahead of potential bad actors. But what are the broader implications of this study for the field of digital media forensics?
This research underscores the urgent need for robust and adaptable detection methods to maintain the integrity of digital media in the face of increasingly sophisticated AI generation capabilities. As the technology becomes more widely available, there is a risk that it could be used to create misleading or deceptive content on a large scale. The Drexel team's machine learning approach offers a promising path forward, but it will require ongoing development and refinement to keep up with the rapid advancements in AI video generation. Responsible companies will likely embed identifiers and watermarks in their AI-generated content, but determined bad actors may find ways to circumvent these measures. Ultimately, a combination of technological solutions, public awareness, and media literacy efforts will be necessary to combat the potential misuse of this powerful technology.
Thank you for that insightful analysis. It's clear that as AI video generation technology continues to advance, the field of digital media forensics will need to evolve alongside it to ensure the authenticity and trustworthiness of the content we consume. We'll be sure to keep a close eye on further developments in this critical area of research. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.